You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's also Alliance football season. Antique, we're joined now by J.K. McKay, the head of football ops for the AAF, which had a tremendous debut. How are you today, J.K.? Welcome to Tiki and Tierney. What's happening, buddy?
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, it was. We had a great great opening weekend, and we just got to keep it moving in the right direction.
Yeah, what was your favorite moment from opening weekend in the Alliance? There's a lot of big things to take away. The Berkovici hits, we know, went viral. The Apollo special down in Orlando went viral as well. What was your favorite moment? Because it was exciting for everybody involved.
I think my favorite moment was when it was over and everything had gone well, relatively speaking. A little bit nervous, the whole thing, trying to put it all together so quickly, but was just thrilled, actually thrilled with the quality of play. Liked the fact, I thought the games were by and large well officiated. All four home teams won, which is kind of interesting, too. So, yeah, I was in San Antonio, and the atmosphere there was really, really good.
Yeah, I was down there as well, J.K. And, J.K., one of the things that I think got a lot of play and positive play was the fact that when officials had a decision to overturn or looked at, for instance, there was the deep pass down the sideline that was ultimately overturned, there was clarity. Like, there was insight into what the officials were thinking. How important was that innovation, I'll say, because the NFL obviously doesn't do that.
I think it's great. I really like it. I thought it was fascinating too to see what's the thought process. What are they looking at? What are they seeing that the official on the field didn't see?
Yes,
I thought that was fantastic.
You know, J.K., one of the things you said when I introduced you, you said you want to just keep it going. And how do you keep it going? Like, obviously, you hope that it keeps going well. That we're all hoping that, and we're all expecting that. But how do you keep it going positively?
Well, you do. I guess part of what we did, I was on a four-hour conference call, literally, this morning, going stadium by stadium to say, you know, what went wrong? Huh. And what do we have to watch out for? So I think attention to detail matters a lot. We have to help the coaches as much as we can, particularly when they start getting, our rosters aren't huge, so when they start getting some injuries, we need to, be able to help them. From a roster management standpoint, so keep the quality as high as we can. Hopefully, keep our players as healthy as possible. So, it's just week to week. I think we're 1 week in. We've got nine to go, plus some playoffs.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to J.K. McKay, head of the football ops for the Alliance League, and you know that conference call. Aside from sounding like sheer hell for 4 hours, oh my God, man. And by the way, did you have to be engaged for 4 hours? We're all on lengthy, but sometimes we can check out. Did you have to actually pay attention for 4 hours?
No, I was sleeping for the middle two.
I would hope so. Okay. But hopefully you woke from your slumber to give us this answer. Of the venues, and I like how you attacked that you want to go through each venue and see what you have to work on. Is there a sense of the venues, of the cities, which will be more proactive? And
San Antonio.
I know San Antonio certainly jumps at the top, but which ones really stood out positively?
Well, I don't think we had any negative experiences, but like you said, San Antonio, we've been there for the month of January with our teams. We have a deep relationship there, and we had preseason games there. So that one came off, I think, probably the cleanest or the smoothest with a few fewest hitches. But we didn't have any major problems across all of them. The support, the fan support was pretty good. The weather wasn't perfect in a couple places, but that's the nature of spring football, I think. So overall, nothing major went wrong, and that's, we're just, again, we're going to week to week, we got to just be on our toes.
Yeah, no, I think the fact that San Antonio is starved for football, having had many fits and starts over the years, only last hosting a game back in 2005 when the Saints played three games there. They were ready for it. A lot of fans in the stands had jerseys on. I mean, they did a fantastic job. But a different question here for you, J.K. Like, a lot of these names we don't know. Like, we know Trent Richardson of the Birmingham Iron because of his success in college and also his short stint in the National Football League. But are coaches more important with driving some of this fan interest? Because I know that when you have when you take a Steve Spurrier, obviously he engages the Florida market because of his time down there. But then you start moving up through South Carolina, then you get the totality of the SEC area. Are the coaches as important to the success of this league as anything?
Well, I think getting started, that was our thought when we put together this group of eight coaches, was that their name recognition and it creates interest and some legitimacy for the league. You know, obviously Spurrier is kind of unique, his unique personality.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to have caught passes from Steve Spurrier.
Oh, get out of here.
About a million years
ago.
Wow.
Did you catch him?
Not very many. And so, you know, with Dennis Erickson, and you go Mike March, and you just go across the league. You know, Mike Riley's a great guy down in San Antonio. So I think, they gave us allowed us to get off to a fast start by the selection of coaches. In the end of the day, as you guys know, we got to create stars in this league, and we will. It'll take a little time, but we, you know, after week one, we've got some guys already that are getting a lot of fan interest. So I think by mid-season and towards the end of the season, there'll be some names that are recognizable that right now aren't.
Yeah. You know, 3 million viewers is no small feat. And, you know, for the game that was on CBS, on the national broadcast, you had, I know you've heard this a million times, I'm sure a lot of our audience, they've heard this as well, or read it, where you guys beat the NBA and with Paul George and Oklahoma City, and of course Russell Westbrook and James Harden, who's a human highlight film, putting up 30 points every night, seemingly, if not 40 or 50. I mean, to take out the NBA, granted it could be a one-off because there's a curiosity when you launch a new endeavor, but that 3 million people, that had to exceed what you thought you were going to get numbers-wise. It had to, right?
I'm not sure what we thought, really, realistically, but we are very pleased with that number, and you know, that's not just an NBA game. That's a good NBA game.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a curiosity factor, but I think people liked it. I think people see this is good football. There's some great stories. Some of our guys are just great stories and getting an opportunity. And you know, and you guys know this better than I. But my experience, a lot of these guys, they just need a chance to play, not practice. They need a chance to play in games. And some guys, I think that's where we'll get our stars from. I know in the old XFL, I had a quarterback back then named Tommy Maddox on my team in L.A., and I asked him one time. He hadn't played. He'd been in the NFL, hadn't played at all. I said, why didn't you make it in the NFL? He said, I never got to play.
Yeah.
And that's what these guys – I think we'll create some stars that way, and that's what's exciting to me, is to give these guys an opportunity to play in games and show what they can do.
Now, you talk about the quarterbacks, and Tommy Maddox is a good example of a guy who didn't get to play, found his way into some playing time. Trent Green, who did the game with me, the Commanders and the Fleet game with me, was very similar. It took him a while to get that tape on film and got people to watch it, so he ultimately got his chance in the National Football League. The quarterback play is going to be critical to the success of this league, I think. It's what we watch. It's what we want to see. We don't want to see, you know, 48% completion percentage. We want to see guys, you know, accurate and in command and on time. How long do you think that takes? We saw it in spurts, but we didn't see it in totality.
I think it takes a little time. And you know, also, as you guys know, when you start something like this, and particularly early in the season, the defensive lines are usually ahead of the offensive lines. And
yes.
I think that's where we are, which caused some problems for the quarterbacks, as we saw in a couple games. But I think the play at quarterback is better than any league, any startup league has been in a long time, maybe ever. We've got some pretty good depth, and I think there'll be some stars emerging. I know I got great reviews from some scouts on Garrett Gilbert and others in the league. So I think you know, you're right. We have to be good at quarterback. There's no question.
Go ahead, JK. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And we have to protect them, is all I'm saying. That's, you know, we've got to do a better job of that.
And by the way, it's already probably better than most of what I watched 30 years as a Jets fan in terms of quarterback plays. So you guys have that going for you. We're going to let you run. And the other thing that really makes it pop is that, you know, there's a familiarity, there's a trust, whether it's Kurt Warner sitting there doing the pregame show or Jamie, who is terrific and across CBS screens every single Sunday. Takey, I mean, Trent Green, there's Spiro, there's name recognition. So it kind of just seems like the season's just flowing. It's not like this completely foreign and new product, even though it is new and it is foreign. It flowed so well. So congrats on a great debut, and we'll be watching, there's no doubt.
Thank you very much. And I will tell you, I won't name names, but there have been already some NFL names that you would know have been reaching out to me today.
Oh, interesting.
A variety of reasons, I think. But we'll see.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you so much for having me on and for covering our league.
Hey, is Le'Veon Bell one of them?
I think I can say no to that.
I hear you. Hey, I'm just going to ask. JK, thanks, buddy.
Bye, man.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.